Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum. The King G. Triple M rocks footy.
Ryan Girdler, Brent Reed, Mark Guyer, Tony Squires with you looking at that Taipa scoreboard. The Storm, the Melbourne Storm, 40 points over Manly, 12. A terrific performance from the Storm. And a man who's been doing the job all year in his first season with Melbourne is Remus Smith, and he joins us right now. G'day, mate. Congratulations into a prelim final.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, very excited, man. I can't wait, man. Big win last night and then week off and then into a prelim. So, yeah, definitely excited.
Remus, you blew him away last night. Was that the plan, to go out to start fast and sort of, wrestle control that game really early and blow him off the park?
It was spoken about. Like, we knew that they had a good forward pack, so they were going to try to go through the middle. And, we spoke about it. We went through our game plan, and I thought the boys in the middle did a really good job to lay that platform, but then sort of the outside backs and the halves in our spine sort of just put the icing on the cake there, you know? So, it was really good.
Remus, you must be pinching yourself, mate. I mean, last year you couldn't make the Bulldogs starting lineup. Yeah. Now you're starting in that right centre for the Melbourne Storm. I mean, what a 6 months you've had.
Yeah, definitely. Like you just said, this time last year I was getting ready for Mad Monday, and then 4 months later I'm getting ready for a prelim. So it's pretty crazy, man. The last 6 months has been like a roller coaster. Like, it's been good, but then obviously it's been stuff behind the scenes that I've had to work on and get right in my game and stuff like that, and it's starting to shine now. And yeah, I'm speechless, really, still speechless.
So. Remus, that's what I was going to ask you about next, buddy. I mean, how confronting was that for you, going down to a club that had just won the premiership, that had that sort of reputation as, you know, hard nosed, and you know, it's all about work ethic, and it's all about bringing the right people. They must have identified something in you as a person to get you to the club, firstly, because that's how they recruit.
Yeah.
But how was that pre-season for you? How confronting were some of those situations you found yourself in?
Yeah, definitely. Firstly, it started off with I had to go down there before Christmas because I think Sydney was going into lockdown or something like that, and I had to get down to Melbourne so I wouldn't be locked out. So I got down there before Christmas on my own. I didn't know anyone. Only person I sort of knew was George Jennings, and at the time we'd never met before. So got down there then before Christmas, didn't spend Christmas with my family or New Year's, and then got into the preseason in January, and hit me like a ton of bricks. You can do all the running you want, all the weights, all that, but when you're in the preseason, and especially a Melbourne preseason, it's far out. I had some days there where I was just, mate, I was going home just dead, just going to sleep, wake up, eat, go back to sleep, get up for training. So it's a lot of hard yakka, but then again, it's like I said, starting to shine now. So yeah,
you're paying absolute dividends at the moment, mate. How direct is Craig with his communication?
Yeah, it's pretty direct. Like, he knows what he can get out of his players, and he knows that, you know, especially like at start, like for example, me at the start of the year, I didn't play my best footy, and we had a few good chats, and he's just been just directing me what he wanted and what he needed out of me, and he helped me do that. And he's pretty direct, old Belzer, but I'm thanking him now, man. Seriously, it's blossomed. So
in terms of what he can get done for the team, ahead of last night's game, how much time was dedicated to shutting the threat of Tom Trbojevic down?
Yeah, oh man, it was a lot of time. Everyone knows, Tommy's been killing it this year, like unbelievable. So there was a lot of video around him, and obviously the other players and the whole team. But we had to do a big job on him, and I thought we did a pretty good job. He still played pretty good, considering. But I thought we did a really good job on him last night.
Remus, you come from pretty good stock. Your old man Tyron was obviously a good player, and I think is your uncle Anthony Mundy?
Yeah, Anthony Mundy. Yeah.
Do you get much feedback from those guys?
Oh, I definitely get a lot of feedback from my old man. We're pretty close, you know, and but I still get feedback from my uncle. Yeah, here and there we have a few chats, and this helps hit me up on a few things. But definitely my old man. We speak a lot, pretty much every day, you know. So he's a pretty experienced guy, so I like to take a leaf out of his book and, yeah, definitely put into my game.
You mentioned Tommy Turbo last night, Remus. He came down your way a lot, and I noticed that you were a little bit more aggressive than usual last night. I know that the threat of Tommy Turbo was imminent, but your defence since the start of the year, that's big. I think the whole Melbourne Storm's defence has just gone through the roof. What's the one thing you concentrate on mostly when you are defending someone like Tommy Turbo? Is it the hit zone? Is it the getting your feet right? What do you concentrate on most?
Yeah, I definitely think getting your feet right. You can't plant your feet around that guy because he's so quick. His footwork's so good. So what I try to think is just try to keep my feet moving. So I don't have to plant my feet. As soon as I plant your feet, everyone knows if he moves left, right, you're in your seat. So, and also what I try to do, I just try to take it personal, you know. Like, he's the best player in the comp, and I like to test myself against the best players. And I just made it personal, just for myself. Just to, you know, be a bit more aggressive, a bit more intent in me, just to sort of shut him down and help my teammates out, if anything, you know. So
well, it suits you. Keep it up. You look good with a bit of aggression last night. I loved it.
Yeah, thanks.
Remus, you got some pretty wacky teammates up there now. You're in Queensland, aren't you? What's it like being around Brandon Smith every day?
Yeah, geez, mate. He's a handful. You don't know what we're going to get out of him. He loves to play a trick or two, love having him around. He's a character, man. He knows how to lift the team when they need it, and he knows when to be serious and stuff like that. So, but it's definitely it's funny having him around, man.
What's the wackiest trick he's ever played on you?
Oh, man, let me think. Jeez. The thing for me, I try to steer clear of him. I see him over there, I'm thinking, oh, I'm over
here. Yeah, so come with me, George, let's get away from him.
He hasn't really got me yet, so it's always the him, Munster, always trying to get each other and stuff like that, so definitely steer clear of him.
Do you like your footy? Are you going to watch any of the other games over the weekend, or now that you've played, you've sort of just wait until next week or in 2 weeks until the prelim?
I like watching footy, man. Like, I like watching other good teams play, and you know, sometimes just like I said, pick a few things out of some good players that I can put into my game, and so that's why I like watching it. And I like being a spectator as well, you know. Like, I'm a footy player, but then I like being that sort of fan/spectator, and it's pretty cool to watch other good teams play.
Who did you support as a kid? Did the old man play for South? Did you follow the Bunnies or?
Yeah, I followed the Bunnies. I grew up in the South Sydney area, so man, I really had no choice. But yeah, definitely, I followed the Rabbits. So.
You played in junior footy, I think, in the same club as Josh Adokar, who was a couple of years older than you. Is that right? So, of course, now he's come down. I guess you want to get something special done while you're playing together as teammates, as he then next year heads to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've always admired him from afar. Like, him playing in Melbourne when I was at the Dogs, and what he's achieved so far, it's something special, you know? And for me to each week to play with that guy, man, it's unreal. He brings so much energy, so much positive energy, and I've been loving playing with him as well. Like, I've known him since I was younger, and then to get the opportunity to play NRL with him and then possibly hopefully a grand final, man, that's crazy, man. It's I always pinch myself.
Well, mate, it sounds like you're loving life at the moment, which is absolutely brilliant. You deserve it. Congratulations on all that's gone your way this year. May it continue for the rest of this series.
Nah, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys' time and getting me on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, mate. Congratulations. Here he is, Remus.
How good. Yeah. Unreal.
So, you know, the excitement in his voice is fantastic, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It'd be daunting, wouldn't it, going down to Melbourne on your own and spending Christmas there. And that's the sacrifice Bellamy wants. That's what he wants from these players. And he would have seen that. And he said, well, this is my boy.
Yep.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.